RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Thought it was a good time to catch up with investigative journalist Ian Wishart again to get the latest on, well, what's been quite a long track of investigating not only the data from NIWA, but now pulling in Cyclone Gabrielle. Well, the two have been linked all along, but the latest piece in the Centrist from Ian is headlined, 11 killed, NIWA's lack of historic storm knowledge a factor, concludes damning report. Ian Wishart is back with us. Hi, Ian. How are you?
Morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Thanks for coming back on. So this is the latest iteration now, and when I see 11 killed, it goes to next level in my thinking.
Yeah, it does. This is a damning report. The independent review of the Hawke's Bay flooding and Cyclone Gabrielle was released last week. Now, this report was commissioned by the Hawke's Bay Regional Council to look into its flood response. What it found is that NIWA failed to account for historical storms in the area, in the region, and didn't take on board the lessons from those historical storms because it forgot about them. And that meant that there was no credible evacuation plan for 100,000 residents in the face of the floodwater, and that incompetence was contributed to the deaths of 11 people. So it's pretty damning stuff.
Yeah. So where does this take this story now, do you think?
Funnily enough, this is a bit like the Washington Post investigation into Watergate, for those old enough to remember.
Okay.
The only news outlets covering the Nixon Watergate issue were the Washington Post, because the rest of the media are too scared to pick up on it. So in this case, the mainstream media are ignoring this story as well, possibly because it imperils the climate change agency that the government relies on. But the story itself is extremely significant. If you go back to 1995 and the Cave Creek disaster on the West Coast, in that particular instance, 14 young people were killed when a viewing platform built by DOC in a conservation park collapsed and the kids were dashed on the rocks below. Tremendous tragedy.
I remember it well. Yeah, it was horrible.
It was horrible. Senior figures at DOC resigned. The Minister of Conservation was forced to resign. There was an official government inquiry, and changes were made to the way DOC did its business. Fast forward to 2023, Cyclone Gabrielle. You remember, because we've covered it often on RCR, that I began a report last March, in March 2023, called The Climate of Fear, which essentially went back and looked at historic storms in New Zealand's history that NIWA had forgotten about or had lost the data to. And the premise of my piece was that if we don't know about the storms in our past, we're not going to be accurately able to predict the future and what sort of extreme weather events can do in any given region if we don't know what's happened in the past. NIWA arrogantly came out and said, we don't need to know the past. We've got all the computer models in the world. We do our research really well. Go away. Thank you very much. Now, 2 weeks ago, you and I spoke on the radio because I'd done an OIA request into NIWA, which showed that they had given assurances to government and parliament that there was nothing in the Climate of Fear report to be concerned about. But the OIA revealed they hadn't even read the report when they got those assurances, so they didn't even know what they'd been accused of losing. Last week, as the latest installment in our Watergate, literally a Watergate issue, the independent review onto the Hawke's Bay River inquiry, the flooding inquiry, did reveal that numerous big historic flooding events and storms had simply been forgotten about by NIWA, and they had done this flood analysis with no bearing on what had happened in the past, even though in some cases there were stone monuments set up where the water had reached to, as a reminder to the townspeople, this is likely to be a safe area to go to. None of that was taken into account in their planning. There's their civil defence plans, their cyclone emergency plans, none of it. So the end result was that 11 people died in the Hawke's Bay region because Cyclone Gabrielle struck during the night. There was no evacuation plan and no historical knowledge of where the floodwaters were likely to go. It's equivalent to the Cave Creek disaster, in my opinion, because 11 people may have needlessly lost their lives, their families. I mean, tens of thousands of people were affected by the flooding. Many people lost their homes and their livelihoods. I would imagine they'd be furious to find out that a government agency charged with predicting this sort of disaster and planning for it didn't do its job because it was too arrogant and simply said, we don't need to know about historical weather events. It's just unconscionable, in my opinion.
This absolute belief in modelling is kind of crazy, don't you think?
It's garbage in, garbage out. Modelling is only ever as good as the data you put into it. Well, in this case, they modelled, but they didn't have the data from the past. So their modelling was crap. And that's the bottom line. If you've lost your million-dollar home in the Hawke's Bay under 2 metres of silt, I'd be feeling very angry right now. If you'd lost a loved one, I'd be feeling furious.
I'm looking also at the Bay Buzz, which is a local publication there, and their headline after this report's come out, Luck saved many more from even worse flooding. I'm thinking that even more people could have died if there wasn't an element of luck.
There was a huge element of luck. There have been some very big floods in that region, as my Climate Affair and its follow-up reports in Investigate magazine and in Centrist have revealed. This is a crucial issue, and we now have questions into the Minister, Judith Collins, who's in charge of NIWA, to say, do you have confidence in NIWA and its board and its chief executive? Because this is equivalent, in my view, to the Cave Creek disaster, as I said.
Yeah.
This is incredibly serious.
And I remember at the time, Ian, even Bolger came out. Was he the Prime Minister at the time? And even four coach bolts would have done it or something like that. It was a famous comment because they nailed the thing in. It was amateur hour, right? That's what happened.
It was amateur hour. I mean, this is a climate agency that works on a budget of about $160 million a year. They've had 32 years of their own existence to get the historic data into their computers and find it. Arrogantly, they're still telling ministers to this day that they haven't lost any historical records, even though here's an official inquiry that says you lost the historical records. It's just incredible. It's like, for me, living in the Mad Hatter's Tea Party.
Yeah. Those records must be somewhere, surely.
Well, the ones from last century in the 1900s should certainly be there, and they were because they exist in paper form, and the flood inquiry managed to get hold of them from published government books from the past and so forth. But the point that the inquiry team made is that NIWA and the Hawke's Bay Regional Council had lost them or misplaced them or forgotten them. They did not feature in the flood analysis, risk analysis that had been done for the regional council, which meant that there was no evacuation plan for 100,000 people who were in the path of that floodwater. They were left to their own devices. The civil defence system failed. Everything failed because NIWA had not done its job, in my view, at the same time as they were arrogantly saying, we've lost no historical records. We know more about this than you, Mr. Wishart. The reality is I'm just a journalist, but I was able to go back to the historical newspapers and dig up weather reports from the day. So anyone who read the Climate Affair report and its follow-ups on the ianwishart.com or the Centrist site can see for themselves. Big storms are listed there. These are the ones that the new report explicitly says NIWA forgot about. In my view, the chief executive of NIWA, John Morgan, should be resigning.
He's been there for a long time. He's hung in there for a long time.
I know he NIWA pays attention to media reports, so I know he's going to get a transcript of this. My message to you, John, is resign with dignity. In my opinion, you have to go.
Just want to pick up on something you just mentioned before. So the civil defence failure and the fails all round, are we to think that they all stem from this sort of worship level belief in NIWA's ability? So if NIWA doesn't say there's a problem, there's no problem, despite local knowledge, despite looking out the window and seeing what's going on. Is that the way it means?
That's exactly what it means. NIWA is gaslighting the public of New Zealand. They're saying if we don't say something, it hasn't happened. And they got caught out this time. And as I said, you know, 11 people lost their lives. They didn't have to lose their lives, but they did. Simply because NIWA and Hawke's Bay Regional Council had done no historic research into how bad flooding had been in the past. I mean, as an example, the independent inquiry report, which is available through the Hawke's Bay Regional Council website, says NIWA calculated the Gabriel flooding as a 1 in 1,000 year event. But the report explicitly noted there were two floods in 1941 and 1953 alone. And I'd stacked up about four or five before that as well. But two in the period 1941 to 1953, that were bigger than Cyclone Gabriel. And they made the point in the report that reduces the 1 in 1,000 year event down to about a 1 in 50 year event.
Yeah.
But NIWA didn't know. and the council didn't know. So here they were thinking this thing, this sort of event could only happen once in 1,000 years. It can happen once every 50 years, and we were overdue.
Getting a bit over this once in 100, once in 50, once in 1,000 years sort of way of putting it.
Well, that comes back to your computer modelling. As I said, it's garbage in, garbage out. If your data's crap, you get a crap result.
It'll be interesting to see if Judith Collins answers that question about confidence. We've had Philip Duncan from WeatherWatch on here a few times, and he's been exacerbated, I think it's fair to say, with his communications, let's say, with government re-NIWA. He feels, I think it's fair to say, that they're somehow protected, that they're a special case. No one criticises, no one does any digging. And also he pointed out that I think the head of NIWA is one of the highest paid public servants in the public service. So what is it, do you think, Ian, about NIWA? Because there's the Met Office as well. Did the Met Office have any role in this sort of forecasting for this event? Or were they taking a back seat because NIWA blocks out the sun, as far as they're concerned?
NIWA's climate research led to the lack of knowledge about the flooding. Met Service was criticised for its forecasting being off on the night. So the Met Service didn't get the forecasting right on the night, and therefore people weren't as alert as they should have been. And the Hawke's Bay Regional Council got slammed for not having this evacuation plan in place based on the research that hadn't been done by NIWA. So between the three agencies, there's criticism to be shared all around. But you're right, NIWA seems to be a protected species, and I think it's going to be crucial for people to watch in the next few days what Judith Collins does and what she says, because if she comes out and expresses confidence in NIWA despite the fact that 11 people have died, we can draw a line right back to the 1995 Cave Creek when 14 kids were killed by dock incompetence. Here's a report saying NIWA incompetence has led to the deaths of 11 people and no one's responsible for it. It's a scandal. So the government needs to decide whether it's going to take the heat from that and wear blame for something that didn't happen on their watch. And this goes to the question of, is NIWA a protected species? I think it is.
But why, Ian, why? I know climate is politically volatile, potentially, and maybe the last government had a vested interest in NIWA being at the forefront because it helped in that narrative. They could bring up these computer models and make the case. But I'm still wondering if that's enough to protect an agency like this. Is there anything else, do you think?
Without wishing to sound arrogant, because it's not intended this way, but the research that I've done on historical weather in New Zealand is more than NIWA has done in 32 years. And I had the information at my fingertips about the Hawke's Bay flooding in the past that NIWA did not have. Now, NIWA is at the centre of the government's climate change policy. It's the agency responsible for advising councils on how to plan for climate change adaptation.
Ah.
It does.
Now we're going somewhere.
it is at the centre of the web. If you attack NIWA's credibility, you attack the whole climate change.
So the House of Cards comes down, potentially.
House of Cards comes down. NIWA is a lead agency in the IPCC reports. New Zealand NIWA scientists are lead scientists on the IPCC investigations every 5 years. So, again, if we attack the credibility, and believe me, NIWA's credibility is shot, in my opinion, if we attack NIWA's credibility and the government is forced to admit it, then everything is up for grabs. So it is everything is at stake here. So the only thing people can do if they're listening to this is share your interviews on this topic. Go to the centrist.co.nz website and share the 11 killed by NIWA story to as many of their friends and followers as they can, because it's going to take the alternative media and the public themselves making an issue out of this, because the mainstream media are not going to do it.
And let's not forget, I mean, everything's a tragedy, but one of those killed was a little kid.
Yeah, it's shocking. It didn't need to happen. If they'd bothered to do the historical research that they boast that they've done, it would have been in there. It wasn't. It was missing. It's just such a needless waste of life. And again, the Hawke's Bay listeners who lost their homes, their livelihoods, their businesses, their crops, all because the government's Supreme Climate Agency didn't do its job, in my view.
Just one thing, anecdotal from me. I remember the night of Gabrielle, and the reason I knew that it was a pending issue is because, and this is, you know, other people will know this too, there's a forecaster in the UK who takes NASA weather satellite data, mixes it together, and does forward forecasts, and for a while has links were being pushed around. I'm only saying this because I won't forget it. And he concentrates sometimes on Australia and New Zealand weather. And he built this picture of this. This is 3 days out from Gabrielle, 3 days out. This picture, emerging picture of Gabrielle. And he pointed to this very area. If you're in any river valleys here, get out now. 3 days ahead.
In 1897 and in 1924 and again in 1938, that region took half a metre of rainfall in 24 hours. In fact, in one of those events, it took half a metre of rainfall in 10 hours.
Whoa, okay.
It is a huge rain collection zone and has been for since forever, since Adam was a boy. NIWA didn't know that. This is what I mean. They attacked me for being a journalist questioning their methods. For heaven's sake, it didn't take rocket science to figure out what was going wrong there. If they'd known how bad it was going to get and how quickly it could get out of control, maybe they would have had a plan in place before the cyclone hit. They didn't do it. And now they're just resting on their laurels. And again, I say, in my view, John Morgan from NIWA has to go.
And there has to be some accountability beyond that, doesn't there? People have died.
Well, if Judith Collins wants to stick her neck out and take the heat for NIWA, basically being a contributing factor in the deaths of 11 people when Cave Creek saw ministers resign.
There's a question of liability, isn't there?
There is. Again, lawyers listening may wish to take a class action on behalf of people who've lost money, whose compensation hasn't reached the area. But nothing can bring back the 11 lives that were lost.
No. You know you're getting the flak, Ian, when you're over the target. Right?
Exactly.
They used to say, well, thanks for coming on and updating us. And yes, everybody, share. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, this requires grassroots awareness. And people will see things happen. If the minister starts to get lots of complaints from the public saying, what are you going to do about it? You know, Judith Collins at parliament.govt.nz. So, you know, send her the emails or look it up online, find out what the exact email address is or something like that, judith.collins@parliament.govt.nz, I think it is.
Yeah.
You can make your voices heard. But really people need to share it. If they're concerned and they want change, as we've learned through the pandemic, we have to take action ourselves.
Well, if they fail this epically, are they even worth having, really? We've got the Met Service. They've been doing it for way longer.
Yeah, well, the question of what happens with NIWA is a bigger issue. And I imagine for the government, they're weighing up their options as to whether to defend NIWA or not. But I think that after basically sacking the Health New Zealand board, maybe they don't want the publicity of sacking another board. But the reality is they have a climate agency that effectively boasted it was doing its job, has been caught short in an official inquiry and fingered for being a contributor to the deaths of 11 New Zealanders. Someone needs to be held accountable now.
And quite possibly a front for managed retreat and coastal adaptation fear.
Yeah, well, again, all their work is based on a lack of knowledge. Hmm. If they didn't have the knowledge of the Hawke's Bay flooding, they don't have the knowledge elsewhere in the country either.
All right, Ian, thanks for coming back on. Let's see what happens next. We'll await Judith Collins's utterance, if there is one from her on this. And you'll get more flack because you're still over the target. I know that.
Indeed. Take care. Thanks for having me.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.